The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m. on 2SSR 99.7.
Joining us again on the show is our favourite psychologist from the Headspace app. It's Carly Dober. Carly, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me back.
Carly, I love having you on the show. I think we should get you back weekly. But the reason I've got you on the show is because I need some expert input. And you're the expert. And I feel as though that everyone could do with a little bit of insight in understanding our fellow humans a little better. And, you know, to learn how to best navigate them depending on their personality trait. You see, Carly, I found myself encountering someone who I believe is a narcissist. So I thought I'd get you back on the show to help me identify if I'm dealing with such a personality type. And but firstly, can you tell me, how does one identify another as a narcissist?
Well, psychologists, what we do is we use specific assessment tools and structured screeners, and we look at a bunch of clinical symptoms or traits. So there are 9 symptoms that we would look for, and a combination of 5 or more would lead us to diagnose someone with that. One is a sense of self-importance. So they think they're the best person in the room, the most important of anyone. Another one is a preoccupation with power, beauty, success, or status. Third, they can be incredibly entitled. They believe that they are deserving of everything. They can only be around people who are important or special because, again, they believe they deserve to rub shoulders only with those who are very important. They can also be very interpersonally exploitative for their own gain. So they'll use people as tools and not see them as people or humans in their own right. They can be incredibly arrogant. They will lack empathy. They feel like they must be admired and they must have a big song and dance that's made about them at all times. And they also must be envious of others or believe that others are very envious of them.
Wow. So to tick off 5 of those would categorize someone as a narcissist.
Yeah, that's right.
And what if someone checked off all 9?
Well, then we'd be dealing with someone who might be quite troublesome to deal with. But also remember that these symptoms, we're looking for how much they actually impact someone's life or functioning. So, you know, you or I might have a few of these traits, but it doesn't impact how we actually relate to the world. So that also has to be an impact of the criteria as well.
Yeah. Now, how do people who are narcissistic address their failures? Because listening to you go through those 9 points, it makes me wonder, you know, we all make mistakes in our lives. Most of us own up to making a mistake, and you know, we'll put our hand up and go, "Yep, sorry, I screwed up here. That's on me. Apologies. I'll do better next time." How do narcissists deal with their own failures?
Typically, not that way. They might be very. We often say that they have fragile egos, so they will be very. You know, this is not me. This is because of you. This is because of other people. I'm being judged. They aren't very quick to look at their own role in what might be happening for them or what might not be happening for them and why.
Right. So the big question I guess I should be asking now is how does one best deal with a narcissist you know, if they're forced to engage with them, say, in a workplace environment or a relationship situation, how does one best deal?
I would say walk away.
Good old Craig David style, walking away.
The traits that I've spoken about, and they can be very impactful in communication, interacting with other people and feedback. And often someone who is a narcissist, a true narcissist, will react very unkind or might be very cruel. And sometimes for our own health and well-being, it is actually best just to walk away and chop it up as a learning and get support from our own friends.
Right. There we go. I love it.
Mm.
Psychologist from the amazing Headspace app, Carly Dover, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.